This is Neijing Now, prioritizing well-being. Neijing is the vitality that shields us from disease. Neijing Now, demystifying medicine, cultivating resilience, empowering host resistance, prioritizing primary prevention. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander. I welcome you to another short clip exploring Neijing Now. I'm speaking with Vienna Garcia. She's a computer programmer from Havana, Cuba. She's passing through California, and I have the great opportunity to talk to her about the changes in Cuba over the last couple of years. Vienna Garcia, welcome to Neijing Now.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Vienna, tell me what changes have taken place in Cuba over the last couple of years that have contributed to the health, the happiness, and well-being of Cubans.
Where there have been openings in, for example, private business. So now people can just have their own business, mainly restaurants, a small restaurant that are called paladars in Cuba, and also lodging, private lodging. This is a real improvement for the life in Cuba, because they have the opportunity to create a business, to create new jobs, also to offer better service to the tourists that come to Cuba every year. I believe that the main change that have been is related with the new immigration law, because till now Cubans doesn't have many chance to go outside Cuba. They have to ask permission for that from their own government. From January 14, that will be eliminated, so Cubans will be free to visit another country, that we don't have to ask permission.
That's wonderful news. Now Cubans can open their own private enterprises. They can be entrepreneurs. I mean, already Cubans are very highly educated people and very creative people. And so this gives them an opportunity and an avenue to nurture their talents and skills. That's wonderful.
That's true.
Then you also spoke about that the law is changing, and now Cubans do not have to ask the Cuban government for permission to travel outside of Cuba, and this gives them a great sense of freedom.
Yes, it is true. They will not lose their properties. They can stay outside Cuba for as long as 2 years without have to report or have to return to Cuba.
That's great, because a lot of people who have previously left Cuba had to give up all their property, their house, their clothes, their everything that they could not pack in their suitcase. They had to leave it behind, and then it became the property of the state. So that's a big improvement as well. And Cubans love to travel. I'm impressed with how much Cubans know about the whole rest of the world. They're not as parochial as Americans, who can barely name the capitals of the states in their own country.
Yes, that has to be with they are highly literate. They want to learn, they like to learn about everything in the world, so they have knowledge on geography and everything else that can be.
Yeah, they have Arab dancing, and they have Chinese food, and they have Aikido, and they have yoga and meditation. They have everything going on in Cuba that's very international.
We like to do everything from anywhere, yes.
And that's despite the embargo. Not only despite the embargo, but despite the severe restrictions on international communication that the government had in place.
Yes, there have always ways to try to avoid embargo and to find the ways to get the knowledge and just share information with the rest of the world.
That's great. Are there any other changes that we should know about? Because it's really a rare and beautiful opportunity to hear fresh off the plane what's happening in Cuba.
I believe there is some change in the mentality, but of course it is a slowly one. That will be slowly taking space in the economy and in the Cuban life for the better.
Great, that's wonderful. You know, a lot of Cubans suffer from depression, partly because of this lack of freedom. They feel that they're often being watched. They cannot travel. They cannot speak their minds freely. You never know who's going to be reporting what you say to the government. And that's a big sense of oppression. And that oppression leads to depression. So would you say people feel less depressed and more free and more happy and more healthy over the last couple of years?
I will not assure that, because that depends on the person. And in any case, Cubans have a bizarre way to behave. They usually laugh about everything, even the very bad things, even of their bad conditions of life. So the people with open minds are feeling more relief mainly with this new law of migration that can just reunite again families, because also people that have defected in the past will be able to re-enter the country and see their families. And I believe that that's the more important thing.
That's true. That's very true. You speak about the Cuban spirit being resilient in the face of adversity, and that is absolutely true. There is a joy and an engagement in life. Even while feeling oppressed, there's a way in which people still celebrate life. And the other point you make is also absolutely beautiful, that reuniting families, offering people the opportunity to meet relatives that they haven't seen for a very long time. You yourself are meeting an aunt for the very first time in your life in Miami. Those are just really beautiful bonds that should be nurtured and cared for, and they contribute to our well-being and happiness.
Yes, I totally agree.
As long as you don't spend too much time with your...
Yes, that is true too.
Anything else you'd like to add, Vienna?
No, I'm enjoying my visit here to United States so far to San Francisco. Just thank you for the interview.
Vienna, it's been a real pleasure to talk to you. That was Vienna Garcia, fresh off the plane from Havana. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander, creator of Naging Now, a podcast about prioritizing well-being, on the web at neijingnow.org. Naging Now is independent and entirely listener-supported. If you enjoyed the clip, please share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook and donate generously. Your support is essential to keeping Naging Now alive.